Hey, Roxy, what season is it?
Well, it's supposed to be spring.
Supposed to be spring. Amen.
I was going to say that's a real Midwestern season around here. Supposed to be spring.
Sure is. March in the upper Midwest. Welcome. Rhymes with Decora, podcast project of Inspired Media. You are in luck. We've got the whole family here today. Roxy.
Hi.
Mom.
Hi.
The boss.
And
Athena's here too.
She is here.
Hopefully you don't have to listen to her. We'll find out. We are telling you stories about communities you love, by people you trust. This is a project of Inspired Media here at Rhymes with Decora. Find all of our 50 plus shows online at decora.fun or on the Podbean app or at iTunes or Spotify or anywhere else. Speaking of Spotify, family, what have we been enjoying for the last month?
Spotify?
Family Spotify. And also, why are we playing more with Spotify? What have you been making, Aaron, for listeners?
I've been making playlists to go with our issues for our readers, for our listeners, for anybody, ourselves also. But yeah. I've got a spring playlist that accompanies my editor's letter online.
Right. So if people wanted to listen to your Inspired Spring playlist, where would they go?
They could go to iloveinspired.com and click on the editor's letter or...
Spring 2024 handle or something, yeah.
Yeah, right. Or I don't know what my Spotify handle is, actually.
I think it's just Aaron Huntington.
I think it is just Aaron Huntington. It's very inventive.
Very original.
But,
I like it.
And then there's Roxy. Roxy has one and Benji has one, too. So we can you can listen to everybody's.
I'm learning. I'm moving into this century. Despite my few issues with it from the music industry standpoint, which I will save everyone on for the moment. We are here to talk about the spring 2024 issue of Inspired Magazine, which has, first and foremost, an incredibly beautiful cover.
Such a lovely cover.
Roxy, what do you think of the cover?
Oh, I was like, I gasped when I saw it.
Yeah, right?
It did. I always get nervous when things first come in print, and I pulled it out of the box, and Roxy went, oh! And I was like, is it okay? And she's like, I love it.
Right?
It was a really nice reaction.
It's so good.
And that seems to be the reaction from people across the region, really, right now.
Yeah. Tell us about the cover there.
So, we have been trying to feature regional artists on the covers for at least the last year, more than that, but making it a priority. And this artwork is by an artist in Viroqua named Anne Butera. She has a website called mygiantstrawberry.com. And she's just a really cool creator, both watercolors and awesome journals. And she does classes that she teaches online through Skillshare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the things about Anne is the place to find her is at mygiantstrawberry.com, right? Mygiantstrawberry.com.
Yeah, did I say it right?
No, you totally did, but okay. Just because she's not actually on social media.
I know, good for her.
A bunch of places, which I'm a huge fan of actually not being on social right? media these days.
Yeah.
So kudos to her for figuring out a way to, you know, create an online-based business and an art-based business without really using much social media.
And she has an awesome newsletter you can sign up.
Oh, her newsletter's the best.
Connects to her followers that way then.
Yes.
It's called the Joy Letter.
Yeah, and it's spectacular.
Mm-hmm, it is really good.
It's really good. You should go sign up for it.
I'm inspired by it. I mean,
mygiantstrawberry.com. Anyway, she's our cover artist. She's not only just on the cover though, right?
Oh yeah, we've got a great story by Renee Brinks, our awesome writer.
The incredible
Renee Brinks.
Yes,
you got to include her title at the front.
Absolutely.
Talking about Anne's path, you know, because it was the theme of this issue is patience. We all bloom in our own time. And Anne didn't really come to watercolor. She taught herself how to do watercolors when she was 34. And she had a different variety of things she did and tried before coming to art.
Yes. Spectacular on all fronts. Roxy, how do you feel about patience?
I mean, I'm pretty good at being patient.
You're not bad. I'm not going to lie. You might be better at it than me sometimes.
I mean, you might be right about that, Benji.
I've had sticky notes across my various offices for years that refer to patience, I think.
Yeah, but right. I mean, I think Athena's the worst at being impatient, though.
Yeah,
she doesn't really...
She definitely wins for the family,
right?
Being impatient.
She does not like to wait to play and for treats.
Or anything.
She's our dog, in case anybody doesn't know that.
Right. We didn't have another child, nor are we... Yeah, referring to a human in that
way.
She's
our 65-pound Bernedoodle.
She's licking the floor.
I mean, she's actually 20... 5. There you go. There she is.
There, she's contributed.
How old is she? 25?
She's
24.
5 years old. No, 4 years old. So yeah. 28.
28.
Dog years, 28. I mean,
she's really, she should be working through her.
Right. Patience can be hard.
Now. Anyway.
It can be hard to find it, right?
And it
just
is.
It's so easy to want to, as I had said in my intro to the infographic, I wish I could be a magical genie, right? And snap my fingers and have all the things that I can see just finished. But
right.
That's, alas, you just have to continue doing the hard work.
So many
or the
things.
Waiting.
Yes. I would also like to point out that if one were to have the physical copy or the online copy of our magazine and be reading it, if you just flip open the cover to the inside of the front cover.
Okay, I'm going to flip.
Ready? I think it is an embodiment of maybe like so many of the good things of specifically Decora. Our magazine covers further than that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you just look at these three pages, okay, first and foremost, the Oneota Co-op is turning 50 this
Woo-hoo!
Year, which we will certainly talk about more in future shows and things to come.
Definitely.
Because the co-op is a really cool place and turning 50 is a big deal. But the advertisement that they're rolling with is growing the good for 50 years right here on the front page.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the best part of that ad is young Fritz.
Fritz Beard.
Fritz Beard with his mouth, just shoving his mouth full of blueberries.
Son of Marn and Tom Beard, who have Luna Valley Farm.
Yes, of Luna Valley. It is maybe the cutest picture ever. And Tom in the background. It's so good.
It is good.
Right alongside the Seed Savers ad announcing, of course, that the Lillian Goldman Visitor Center, the shop and the store are now open, even if there are 2 inches of slush on the ground.
Yeah.
So you can go start dreaming about your gardening. And of course, right inside the front cover is all things Toppling Goliath, all of the beautiful, delicious. There's a burger, there's a beer, there's the new AIM beer that they're doing, the elevated ale, there's cheese curds, there's Dragon Fandango beverages. Like, I just want to go there now and hang out.
Because
it's like a cruddy Monday afternoon.
It's a snow day.
Could we just go there and hang out now?
Woohoo!
Eat cheese curds and play games.
Right.
Okay, we're doing a podcast. Anyway, moving along. It's a spring issue. There are so many great things in this issue. A lot of fun things we're talking about. Roxy, have you flipped through this issue? Has anything else caught your eye so far of this issue that you've been like excited about besides Anne's work, which is truly spectacular?
I'm not sure I've
That's okay.
Flipped through,
there are a couple really fun lists that are in this. There's also the 8 fun spring activities, which people should check out. That's a really, really good one. The other one I wanted to point out right away was Green's Sugar Bush. The sum of your business in this issue is with Green's Sugar Bush, right, Aaron?
Yeah, and I grew up just a couple miles from Green's Sugar Bush, so it was really fun.
Where is that?
It's outside of Frankville.
Yeah.
It's one of those places, right? I grew up, I had a Postville phone number, a Castalia address, and I grew up a mile outside of Frankville, just across the border and went from Winnesha County. So it was like, it's a crossroads of all the things in that area. And Green Sugar Bush is right near there. So I actually rode the school bus with the Green daughters, who are now the current generation running Green Sugar Bush.
That's something.
Yeah, so I got to interview Jenny Green Melcher now. And she and her husband and son are at the head, but the whole family helps, of running the Sugar Bush and maple syrup business. Plus, they run their farm as well.
Right, right, right. And if people don't know, Green Sugar Bush obviously is a syruping business here in Northeast Iowa. That's, I think, one of the longest running businesses in Iowa.
They said it's the longest running continuously operating business in Iowa.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing. I think it was 1851 was the first year they started.
It's a great read.
It is really cool. The season's been odd because it's been so warm. So I think they've been making syrup for quite a while already.
Yeah, syruping season did hit early this year. So people have been working at it and there's been a lot going on in that world.
So they do a pancake breakfast every year
Twice a year usually, I think.
No, I think it's just in the spring.
Well, that's what I meant. More than once in the spring.
Yes. Right, okay. And it's the 2 weekends in a row, and it's in the, turn the page, top in the green right there. It says the dates.
Yeah.
Can you read those? Because I don't remember.
Well, and people might hear this podcast later. So every year in the spring, generally late March, early April, they use 2 different weekends.
Right.
And they hold a little syrup festival out at the Sugar Bush.
Pancake breakfast,
and you can buy bulk syrup and all kinds of good stuff. So if you're listening to this later, just look up the dates when it gets closer each year. But for 2024, it's looking like Sunday, March 30th, which is
this Sunday, right?
Yeah, which people might catch. Or Sunday, April 7th here in 2024. So the next couple, excuse you, Athena. Are you okay? Everything all right? Did you?
She's all right.
A little extra off the office floor there?
Right.
Sorry about that. Moving on. That has nothing to do with the sugar bush. So yeah, go out and catch it. It's an amazing place. I have a visceral memory from a young person going out there. There's nothing like the smell of a sugar shack. Right. When they're processing, when they're boiling, because there's so much moisture and so much sweetness in the air and humidity. And yet it's at a time of the year, usually it's kind of cold or kind of so-so out or whatever. And so just that juxtaposition of things is like a very impactful memory to me.
I think people get
and maple candy like that.
Right. Ooh. I think people get really excited about those teeth. Those milestones, you know, like it hasn't been a very hard winter. So I know, I'm sorry, knock on wood, but Seriously. But usually you're just like, oh yes, we made it to the, you know, syruping season, like it's happening.
Roxy, you have been out, but it was years ago. We should see if we can make it one of the weekends coming up. Do you remember going at all? You probably don't. I don't think so.
Yeah. We should make it a priority.
We'll try and go this year. Okay, moving on in the magazine. Community Builders, this issue, couple of fantastic stories. First, Ernie Johnson.
Yep.
You want to talk about Ernie for a second?
Ernie lives in Wayland, Minnesota. He has Ernie Station, which is a... They don't sell gas anymore, but he has a bunch of antiques, and it's like a collection.
It's a clubhouse,
right? And, really? He restored his truck there, and so I think a lot of people drive their classic vehicles there, and they'll chat with Ernie.
Yeah.
And he and his wife helped run the Wayland Stand Still Parade, which is, you know, on I'm saying it's genius. On hiatus, not defunct, but I think that's the town's so small, right, that people just moved around the parade versus the parade moving through them.
In Wayland, Minnesota, just up in Lanesboro. The Stand Still Parade is a genius idea, and Ernie, you know, like any small town, like people kind of just, you know, put their flag up and put it down and say I'm here.
And I
was up in that neck of the woods distributing, and I ran by thinking I wouldn't catch anybody, but I would just leave off a couple copies so they saw it. And I'm out in front of Ernie's. I'm leaving a couple magazines, trying to find a spot, trying to not look too conspicuous. And somebody rolls up in a car just from down the street and says, "Hey, what are you doing?" And I'm like, "Oh boy, here we go." It was Ernie's brother.
Right.
It was all good. It totally worked out. Oh yeah, get out of my trash, Athena. That's not cool. You can't.
You're getting the whole experience here, friends.
All right, moving on. So Ernie's
brother was there.
A great read. Ernie Johnson and Wayland's one of our community.
Ernie's brother came to Decorah and knocked on our door to get more magazines because they're moving so fast in Wayland. Well, it's pretty cool. Yeah, and then the other community, I want you to pronounce Molly's last name.
Oh,
the
other Molly Hucklesvick.
Yeah. Say it again.
Molly Hucklesvick from Decorah. Yeah. So Molly is a teacher, an educator. So many things that she has done in her time at the Decorah High School. My brother, her and her sister and my brother and I are all kind of around the same age within a few years of school, which is really, really fun. But Molly has done an incredible collection of things, from teaching at the high school to helping run the drama and speech programs.
Right, coaching.
To helping with travel programs at Decorah High School, which are super, super cool. And really we will talk a little bit more about travel in the second half of the show.
And people can hear about Molly's story with New Minnowa Players
on a podcast,
on one of these Rhymes with Decorah podcasts.
Rhymes with Decorah, New Minnowa Players. It's up a couple shows ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a super, super fun show. Sarah Brandt and Molly came in and talked about NMP, which is also awesome. So those are community builders in this issue. One other story I want to mention on the front half of this before we take a quick turnaround was Annie Coleman and Red Clover Ranch, right? That's another story that is just like such a cool story.
So great. Yeah. Lindsay Moritz, our friend.
Shout out Lindsay.
Love her, just across the river. She interviewed...
Lindsay Christensen Moritz, if local folks might put the connection together.
Right.
Go on.
She interviewed Annie Coleman, who... started Red Clover Ranch, and Annie works with Danny Lind, who's an awesome chef over in the Viroqua area as
Mike
well.
And Annie.
Yeah, and so Red Clover Ranch is a place where people can go to take awesome, do retreats, like yoga retreats, creative retreats, writing retreats, mm-hmm. all sorts of cool experiences, and they cover it all for you. And it's all, it's really, it looks very idyllic. I would love to go
Annie's times. Backstory, like her influence on what made her want to do Red Clover Ranch, though, is so truly spectacular.
It is really cool.
I don't want to blow it. I think it's one of those things people need to like find the story either at our website or in the magazine and read it, because her influence on why she wanted to start Red Clover Ranch came from her grandparents, who were an incredible story.
Right.
Her grandparents, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. They did, just read the story. It's so much fun.
It is great.
It's an inspirational story. And really, really, really fun stuff. Roxy, speaking of ranches and horses, have you been riding any horses lately?
Yes.
You have?
Yeah.
Where? What? How did that happen? Where do you go to ride horses?
AMF Equitation.
Where in the world is that?
In Ridgeway.
Ridgeway, West Virginia?
No.
Oh,
no.
Ridgeway, Iowa?
Yes.
Wow. Who runs AMF Equitation?
Anne-Marie.
Anne-Marie Feet? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's fun. How cool. You used to ride ponies out at AMF, right? Mm-hmm. Took a little break, and you have some friends that are back in action, and so you've just jumped back on board, huh?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. What happened last week at your pony lesson, just out of
besides chance? Doing awesome?
Besides
2 years of not riding.
No. You're doing great. What was part of your experience last week, a little funny thing that happened? Did you stay on your horse all the time?
Well, I gracefully, might I add, fell off.
Just slid off, maybe, just a little.
Now I owe them cookies.
But right, this is really the point of the story I wanted to get to. You're fine, there's no issue, but what happens when one slips off accidentally their pony at pony lessons?
We just have a tradition that we bring homemade cookies to
the next class.
The next class,
to share. Yeah. I kind of like that. I feel like we could implement that in so many other things in meetings. Like if you show up to the meeting and XYZ, like you just have to bring cookies.
If you interrupt too many times, every time you interrupt, you owe a cookie. Every time you say, well, we should talk about this, you owe a cookie.
I love the idea. Also, my other question for you, Roxy, was, so do you bring cookies for the horses too, or carrots or something else? Like, do they get treats or just you?
I did not question further into the experience.
That's probably wise, but probably no cookies for the horses.
Fair enough.
But also, no, not questioning further is such a good, you've already learned that lesson. Good job.
Fair enough. All right. You're listening to Rhymes with Decora. You've got us, the whole family here, talking about the spring 2024 issue of Inspired. We're going to take a very quick break, and we'll be right back with more.
Hi, this is Erin Henning Nichols, founder and editor-in-chief of Inspired Magazine. Rhymes with Decor is brought to you by Inspired Media, bringing you positive news since 2007. Find us on stands across the Driftless, or check out our new website, or become a member at iloveinspired.com. Creating stories about communities you love by people you trust. Thanks for being inspired.
Hey, that's you, Erin Henning Nichols.
Yeah, who is that cool sounding lady?
Right?
She sounds way cooler than me.
I want people to enjoy the bumper music still on this episode as well, because I'm working with Mr. Nick Z, Mr. Nick Zielinski, and we're working on some...
I think that was where he was going with that.
And then there's maybe going to be some new bumper music soon that we're working on, so you can keep that in mind and listen up for that in the near future.
New bumper music.
With a blossoming bass player involved as well. Okay, spring 2024 issue. We are kind of running things down left and right. I'm just, you know, going for it, because that's kind of how I work, right?
How
just
you roll.
Whatever next could happen.
I think that's good.
Are there a couple other things we should talk about from this issue, Erin? Is there anything you want to mention before we hop into another topic that you have new online? Because there's some really great stories in here.
There are some.
Paper project.
Right. The paper project is inspired by our cover artist, Ann Butera, and it's a giant paper strawberry.
Hey!
So you can go online at iloveinspired.com to check out all the tutorial, right? There's a template and all that, and you can make little paper strawberries, and you can use them for May Day baskets or favor baskets or whatever you want. Then I loved our Probit this issue.
Yes.
Annie Wheelgart.
Yes. Annie is another hopefully incredible I'm,
it,
story.
It might Wild be Annie. Arts. She's from Germany. I'm not sure exactly which pronunciation it is, but I promise your name doesn't have to be Anne, Annie, or Annie to be in this magazine.
Just this one. Just this issue.
We have three of those variations this issue. But anyway, I just loved all of her answers. She was interviewed by one of her daughters, Lindy.
Her story is absolutely incredible. If people are long time or have history with Luther College, there's all sorts of connections to her life that people might remember that they can read about. And also her life personally is just exceptional. Really, really good stuff.
Oh, and of course, beyond... I was just looking back at the contents to other things I wanted to touch on that I loved. The mental health piece, I always love it when people dive into the theme, you know, like what message I'm trying to send from each magazine. And this one, again, is patience. We all bloom in our own time. And so Olivia writes about how to tap into that, how to kind of grow your patience exercise.
It's a skill. I will say that over the years, it is a skill and it's something I have to work on all the time.
Yeah. And I think that's okay. There's a lot of things we have to work on all the time. So, but I definitely think you guys should pick up the issue or hop on online.
And the one other thing I want to mention about Bloom in Your Own Timing, the thing that you talk about a little, I think in your editor's letter too, is just simply like, so we've been doing this inspired for 17 years.
It'll be 17 years in October. Yeah.
What in the world?
I know, it seems weird.
And there are, I mean, years have gone past now where we're like, how are we not further ahead than this in our growing this business and making it bigger and doing whatever? And some other show, some other time, we'll talk about this more. But like, I am constantly reminded, especially here with Roxy, who is awesome and going on 11 and a half, that we're here and doing what we do and doing, you know, enjoying our time.
Yeah.
And running a successful business and working on that, right? Like, could it be bigger? Could we do more faster? Like, I don't know, maybe.
I don't think I would go back and do anything differently.
Me neither. So that's, I mean, I think again, that's like
a very good sign.
Bloom in your own time, right? Yeah. Like, you got to do the work, but then you got to know when it's time.
Yeah. And just remember, everything takes time. And often it takes longer than you think, and that's okay.
Yeah, no kidding.
Just keep moving forward.
Good lesson. So something I wanted to talk about, I think we've covered, we haven't covered it quite yet.
Oh, geez.
There's one little scary part of the magazine that's awesome.
I know. I totally cringed.
Over on page 64. Now, don't get worried when you flip the page and you see a cute little drawing of a spider.
Oh, I totally.
So cute.
I was like, I love this story. I also cringed for part of it editing it. Our conservation.
Craig and Mary Thompson.
Writer wrote about spiders.
The amazing Craig and Mary Thompson. Craig is our writer. Mary does the artwork for all of those stories. Right. And it's so good.
It is really good.
It's so good. The front, the page front to the story on 62 is such a beautiful picture.
Right.
The spider web over flowers in a garden and just like,
I know, I didn't so think fun. You, if you go to the second spider image, I was like, ooh, I could have made that the full page, but I was
that
like,
that would have been scary.
Totally scary, but I think that I'm pretty sure that's a depiction of that the largest spider in existence.
Oh my goodness. I'm getting into Harry Potter territory now, right, Roxy?
Aragog.
What are those? Yeah. Thank you. I was going to ask you what they're called. Okay,
Aragog.
So the last topic I want to talk about before we wrap this little adventure up is we already talked about that one of our community builders for this issue is Molly Hucklesvik. And what's fun to me about part of what she does with the schools is also having to do with travel for young people, right? She has helped lead trips of young people to different places. So one of the pictures she has is with the Viking Voyager trips, Ducart High School in 2021. And when they took a group of students to where? Greece. Hey! Okay, so not connected to that, but just the value of travel for people in general, but young people especially, right, is massive.
Mm.
It's something, Aaron, that you and I were very lucky to experience at younger ages. Made really big impacts in our lives and something we've said we need to keep doing, right?
Yes, definitely.
So about a year ago,
we
decided that we should take a trip, right, Roxy?
Yes, we did.
And Aaron, you have posted the first post about this adventure just here recently on our website at iloveinspired.com. So people can scroll down and find that. And it's called International Family Travel.
Well, yeah, International Family Travel. It's very aptly named. There is an exclamation point because we're very excited about it.
Of course. And this is about a trip we took almost a year ago. Roxy, where did we go?
We started off in Denmark.
We did. Where did we start off, really?
See, we started. Where did we leave from?
Chicago.
Yeah. We did. Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay. And then we went to Denmark, and then we went to Greece.
Yes.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. You're right. Did we go back to Denmark?
Mm-hmm.
And, or did we go to Sweden?
Then? Yeah, then we went to Sweden, yeah.
And then we flew out of Denmark.
And went back to Denmark, yeah.
Yes. We flew with Scandinavian Airline Systems, SAS, and they routed us through Copenhagen on mm-hmm. Both ends of the trip. So, yeah.
That's how we got our cheap tickets.
That is how we got our cheap tickets. And I managed
lucky
to
us.
Plan an extended layover on the front end. And yeah. Lucky us, what were you going to say?
Well, lucky us, we got cheaper tickets. I mean, we'd spent more money staying over, but like by staying over two nights on the way there in Copenhagen.
Right.
And then by staying a night on the way back.
Right.
Which was an amazing way to add to our cultural experience of going to Greece.
We didn't spend a lot of time in Sweden, but we got to hit three countries.
We were there for sure.
Three countries in one trip. Totally. So we talk about that, or I start talking about that on the first post. There will be more posts.
Yes.
Online. There's a international family travel checklist, things that you need to think about if you're thinking about your own family travel trip, international mm-hmm. family travel trip. And some about our backgrounds, right, and why we think travel is important. And then this trip was connected to books.
Right. Roxy, why were we inspired to go to Greece?
Okay. Well, we read the Percy Jackson series, and me and
Rick
Mom.
Riordan.
We read it together, Rick Riordan.
Yes, we read it together, and we learned, like, kind of a lot about, like, the Greek gods and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, we should go there.
Right.
Right. We also we were feeling like we needed to get out. I mean, this is definitely, a lot of people did this previous, post-pandemic, I don't know what people called that, but sort of like travel times, like people were really hot to trot again, right? And we weren't able to do that real fast, but we got it together last year. And you, Aaron, you were super inspired to make this happen.
I was.
Which was awesome.
I was like, we are doing this.
And it's not very often in my life where I've gotten to just go on a trip where someone else is really leading the way. Mm. So that was actually really fun for me on this trip.
Because
you just really led the way on what you wanted to do and like studied up and like found mm-hmm. like, we're going to do this and this and this. And I was like, sweet, let's go.
Yeah, we wrote essays.
Yeah, right?
Yes.
But Roxy, the cool part was it was kind of inspired by the books you read with the Percy Jackson series. And so through that, we all kind of learned more about Greek mythology and Greek history, right? And so I don't know, at some point we should probably run down like where all we went.
But
one of the cool places we went. I mean, we could do it now, I guess.
Oh, no, go ahead. What were you going
to
say?
Well, I was just going to say as an example of that, where did we take a bus trip to when we were there? What was one of the little side trips we took?
We went to the Oracle of Delphi.
Right?
Which like a...
I realize this might not be a common place that people would know, but Roxy, can you give us like the 15-second description of what the Oracle of Delphi was?
Like an ancient, like...
It's a place.
Civilization.
Yeah.
Like up way high in the mountains.
And why did people go there? Like from the books. Do you remember like what an oracle, like why would they go to that place?
Well, to find answers to.
Correct.
Right. What does the oracle do in the Percy Jackson books? They give them like kind of prophecies and quests and things.
Yeah.
And they sort of tell them how things are going to go.
So, I mean, that wasn't exactly what we were doing. Although, I had a few questions in mind when we went, I guess. But more so, we just got to take the bus trip there.
It was
really
cool.
Up in the mountains is beautiful. I think one of the things that blew my mind the most about that trip and that was so fun for me is that Greece is a really old country.
So old, so much
history
amazing.
There. And anywhere you walk around in Greece, it's just, there's a ton of history and it's really old. So we're looking at things, right? And we're looking at stonework and places and monuments and things. And of course they've been taken care of over the years, rebuilt, but like they're thousands and thousands of years old. It was really fun, right?
Yeah. It's kind of mind blowing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hard to
it was fun. Because we read those books, we really had a pretty good knowledge, right, of the Greek mythology and the Greek gods and goddesses. And we even made some flashcards for Benji
because he
did not read the books. And so we quizzed him.
I read parts.
So he could be, and it did come up quite a bit in the places we were touring.
In fact, what am I wearing today?
Oh, yeah. Benji is wearing his Dionysus shirt.
My shirt. Wine and grapes.
I bought this in Naxos. Uh-huh. It's one of my favorite souvenirs. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Naxos. Oh, boy, I could talk about that for a couple hours on another show sometime.
So, the first post that's up is really just kind of a quick rundown of our itinerary.
Yeah.
And we hope to dive into it more and talk about kind of how we get everybody in the family excited about about the travel, right? And get the most out of the experience. A frugal high life travel, which is like spending the money where it counts, but saving it where you can.
Yeah. So we'll write more about those things. Yep. It'll be online. So fun stuff there people can check out. I also hope that maybe I can write a couple posts about the trip I took with my mom back in 2018 too. We did the Norway trip, kind of a little heritage trip there. So lots of good stuff. We'll keep working on that.
Yep.
But family, what else have we? Athena, you've been very quiet, well behaved. I appreciate
it. She settled down. The trash is no longer accessible. So she's like, what do I have to live for?
I guess I should take out the office trash. <Anyway. laughs> Good enough. Good enough. This was a perfect use of half an hour on a rainy day. Hopefully it's not a rainy day while people are listening to this. Hopefully it's sunny and beautiful and more spring-like out.
And not snowy.
Right.
Yeah, maybe there'll be flowers blooming.
Maybe. Well, I think they already are.
We have
underneath the 2 inches of slush outside.
My daffodils are waiting.
Hey.
They're so kind. They're patient.
Spring in Iowa and spring in the upper Midwest is a season of mystery. You just don't know what you're going to get. Mm. But we made it this far and it wasn't a very hard winter. And so, you know, spring truly is on the way. We're not too far off now.
Yep.
Right. Good stuff. Erin, this was, I feel like, an amazing issue. I feel like it's doing really well across the region. It's moving really quickly. I've heard so many nice comments about it. Anne's cover is a huge part of that. Mm. Your work and editing and wrangling of all of our amazing writers, right? Just so many pieces that go into it. And Roxy, thank you for all of your contributions as well. I really appreciate you being here. Anything you want to tell your friends? Together. Anything else? Teachers? Mr. Fromm? Like, what up, Mr. Fromm? Anything? Okay. No?
Not She's so like,
not specifically. Okay. I mean,
just slay, right?
Slay. Yes.
Okay. Sweet.
Keep living life.
Keep living life. There it is. I think we're going to wrap it up. Athena's back up. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being here, family.
Thanks for having us.
You have been listening to Rhymes with Decora, a podcast project of Inspired Media. We tell stories about communities and things you hopefully love. Find it all online. iloveinspired.com. Or Decora.fun will get you to the podcast as well. All 50 plus episodes, lots of good stuff. If you enjoyed the music on this show, it's the work of Mr. Nick Zielinski. Nick is a drummer. He's a Decoran. He gives lessons. He makes all sorts of cool stuff. Find him online at Indicative of Drumming. Thanks for tuning in. See you next time on Rhymes with Decora.
Rhymes with Decora is a project of Inspired Media. Find us online at iloveinspired.com.